Welcome to this presentation about using New Radio on the Raspberry Pi, emitting using JAR PITX, receiving using JAR Transcriber, and more generally using New Radio 3.9 on the Raspberry Pi. And we'll conclude with JAR cards. Our objective in this presentation is to show how we can configure the RPI Raspberry Pi GPIO as a general purpose transmitter, and with respect to our previous investigation where Evariste Courgeot and F5OIO developed a library RPITX, our contribution is to try to provide a GNU Radio compatible sync that will allow you to use any kind of signal generator from GNU Radio. Here, a very basic continuous wave generator, but any more fancy digital modulation scheme can feed this kind of RPITX sync. The radio frequency range is in the tens to hundreds of megahertz, but because we're generating square wave, you can use harmonics. And that is an opportunity to introduce the fact that you should never ever transmit RPITX signals over the air. This is a demonstration of the spectrum that is generated as you're emitting a continuous wave signal at 90 megahertz. So this is the kind of spectrum that you will see. So if we have a quick look together at what the experimental setup looks like, this is the Raspberry Pi. The Raspberry Pi here has an output with a GPIO4, that's the fourth pin on the DIL socket. And if we have a quick look at the spectrum that is emitted when we run this, we will have an idea of the transmitted power, but most significantly of the spurious and all the unwanted harmonics. So what we did here is we connected the output of the Raspberry Pi GPIO used as a transmitter. So that's connected to the phase locked loop, the PLL output of Raspberry Pi, which is reconfigured using the direct memory access DMA, which is actually the factor that limits the bandwidth of the signal that you can transmit, the rate at which the direct memory access can reconfigure the phase locked loop with